I think it was a very, very bad decision, and the United Kingdom, I believe, is diminished today, having excluded, effectively excluded, as far as I can see, the possibility of taking part in an action that is intended to show the world that you can't use chemical weapons against your own people or anybody else with impunity. I think it's it was a very poor decision to take. We're a small country, but we were an important country. We were a country whose voice was listened to, which was taken seriously around the world. And I think that will be reduced now.
But some people would say that actually the MPs have pretty much sided with public opinion.
I think that's probably right, that the majority of public opinion, I would imagine, is in favour of what happened. Certainly the opinion polls yesterday and the previous day would suggest that, but that doesn't mean that they were right, because public opinion isn't always right. But what the other problem that it does highlight is that the government failed to make its case either to the public or to MPs. It's not necessarily that it would be wrong to do what the government was hoping to do, but that it didn't persuade people.
Do you think if there'd been a bigger split, as I said earlier, the government was defeated by 285 votes to 272. If that had been a bigger split, do you think it would have made more difference? It would have felt a bit more like a victory or a resounding defeat?
Yeah, I think it's bad. I mean, I think it's big enough. I question. I mean, I was listening to some of the debate yesterday in House of Commons, and a number of things came through to me. One of which was a very worrying degree of fear. And I don't think it should be fear that dictates our foreign policy. And some people were indeed talking about the repercussions on us of the kind of action that was being planned, and, you know, the possibility of terrorist attacks.
But doesn't the fear come from Iraq? I mean, lots of people still think about that. Rhiannon's got in touch on Twitter this morning to say we should stay out of Syria, and that's a pretty common emotion. It would have been quite tough for Parliament to go against that, wouldn't it?
Well, it may be. But I can understand. I can entirely understand why that this particular decision was affected by Iraq, and, you know, there was a great deal of cynicism and scepticism about the Joint Intelligence Committee report, and people were treating it as though the Joint Intelligence Committee can't be trusted. I think it most certainly was a reflection of the extremely bad decisions that were taken over Iraq.
Is the action that was being contemplated in Syria similar to Iraq?
Not in the slightest. I think as far as I can see, the action that was being contemplated was to carry out a very limited strike against elements of the Syrian regime, assuming it had been confirmed that for sure that they were responsible for the chemical attack, in order to demonstrate to them, to other people around the world who might decide to use chemical weapons, and indeed to the Syrian rebels who, potentially could take over elements of the chemical weapons armaments of Syria, that their use of the chemical weapons would not be tolerated. And if either the regime tried it again, other people tried it again, or the rebels tried it at some point, then they would suffer consequences for it. So I don't think anyone was considering a protracted campaign, and certainly not boots on the ground.
The United States, though, more than capable of taking action on its own, and in all likelihood that probably will happen. Is it going to be damaging to the UK not to be involved?
Yes. The United Kingdom's role would have been relatively limited. I think, one of the functions we do provide a significant degree of support in this sort of situation is intelligence and target acquisition and surveillance. But that is not absolutely vital, and some of that will continue anyway, I suspect. And that, as to our contribution to the strike, it would have been relatively small. It wasn't so much the military aspect of this kind of operation that was important. It was, our support to our major ally, and the international credibility that the support of Great Britain gives it. As far as I can see now, the only significant Western country that will be acting in support of the United States is, or certainly European country, is France.